the current front runner, according to the most recent USA Today poll, which says that of the Republican candidates for their party's nomination for president, right now Donald Trump is leading the pack at 17% ahead of Jeb Bush, Rick Santorum, Ted Cruz, Rick Perry, and the 16 other candidates. And we say good morning to Donald Trump.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a fantastic morning for me. I'm successful. I'm handsome. I'm the front runner. I'm living my best life, as that fat Oprah would say.
Oh, my God. You don't have to insult other people when you're talking about yourself.
I would appreciate it if you referred to me as Mr. Trump. Okay. I'm listening to your disrespect right now, and I'll have you know that I could have you killed within probably 7 to 10 luxurious seconds.
Okay, Mr. Trump. I guess you're not surprised that you're the front runner?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I think that Americans want a winner, and they can clearly see in me that they have someone who is a winner. I'm worth $9 billion. $9 billion. That's not bragging. Mm-hmm. That's not bragging. That's just how much I have. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they want someone who lives a life of luxury, who shows other Americans how they can also live. You know, I live in well-appointed buildings. I have facilities, warehouses that house my droppings for future scientists to study. I have the level of orgasms that only product testers at Lilo and WeVibe have ever experienced.
Yeah, but how do you handle things like foreign policy? And
who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
I'll figure it out when I get to it, okay? What do you mean, how do I handle foreign policy? Yeah. I just tell them my net worth. I tell them that I represent the country that is the greatest country that has ever existed, and they will fall in line.
Okay. You know, you've said a lot of controversial things recently, including that you thought your daughter had a nice figure and that you would date her if you weren't her father. Are you sure you're okay with that?
That is correct. I'm fine with that. Yes, absolutely. Ivanka is a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. She has a beautiful figure, a figure that most men would dream of having it with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In a place of their choosing. Mm-hmm. And I see nothing wrong with that. You know, she's not into fathers. Let's get that straight. Okay.
All right.
So don't make anything weird out of me saying that.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. You know, I don't need to date Ivanka. I have nothing but supermodels in my stable of women. Mm-hmm. If you look at my track record, and I think my record speaks for itself, I've had nothing but good-looking women, beautiful women, luxurious women up under me as I undulate like an inchworm on them in order to give them my clear tinkle, the one that can make airs.
Gosh.
So I don't need to date Ivanka.
Well, that's good. And
if that's what you're saying.
I guess we were just asking. And what about immigration? You've had some pretty strong things to say about illegal aliens and things like
Mexican
that.
Mexican people love me. Mm-hmm. They do. It's not bragging. I'm just telling you. They love me. They love doing things for me. They've always bussed my table when I'm finished eating. I love the Mexican people. They don't have 2 pesos to rub together, but ironically, they have a very rich culture. Okay. Okay, the sombreros, the sopapillas, the yard sales that look like they've been decimated by an F5 tornado by 7 a.m. every Saturday. I love them. And when they're not out raping or towing old Mazda 323s using frayed packing rope, I like to hang out with them.
That is another controversial statement that you've just made.
I don't know why I'm getting all this flack about the comments that I made in my announcement speech. What, did I forget to raise my little table flag before I spoke?
Okay, now see, that's another one that you're going to get in trouble for.
So egregious about that.
It's just a little demeaning is what it is.
Look, I'm not only the leading Republican candidate in the field. I am by far the richest, most luxurious, titanium-leveled candidate that Jesus ever made. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to impress many people, though.
Look at me. I'm beautiful.
Well, I can't look at you. You're not in front of us.
Well, look at a picture of me.
Okay.
They're on the internet. Check it out.
Okay.
All right? Look at a picture of me. I'm handsome. I wear suits that cost over $10,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I use when I'm out working in my garage, which, by the way, is a 47-car garage.
But that doesn't make you a great president, or in this case, just a presidential candidate.
What makes a great president is great hair.
All well, right? Okay.
My hair is a fantastic new product. It's a rich sucralose blend of the finest in Egyptian cotton candy.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
The flavor I wear most often is called Orange Dream Sickle. The spun sugar count is 700 threads per square inch.
Dang.
You cannot get this in other cotton candy hair. Okay, stuff is fantastic. It thoroughly melts in your mouth. Makes you feel like you're munching on angel bedding or baby hair.
You're right. No other candidate has that.
That's right. Pretty soon, after I become president, I will market this. It'll be called the Mr. President Follicle Rug Enhancer. Edible hair.
Well, it sounds like a great plan. I think you have no chance because I don't think we're ever going to elect a clown as president, but I guess you have a shot.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop this interview right there because what you're doing to me right now is insulting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're jealous of me.
Right,
I know what you're doing. You're jealous of me because you go home to your little efficiency apartment every night. You cry because you can't seem to lose weight. You have enough beer that you pass out face down in your mac and cheese. And,
some of that is true, yes.
And meanwhile, I'm inchworming on top of that beautiful woman.
All right. Okay. Well, good luck to you, Mr. Trump.
Don't fart in your soup.
All right. So dismissive.
There is the fake Donald Trump.